Well, in the previous slide, we have seen the role of online forums. In this particular slide, we are going to look more at the search engines. So, search engines prove an important, you can say, venue or a juncture to find job positions which are relevant to the job seekers' skill and knowledge. The job seekers have been effectively utilizing these search engines to find job positions relevant. This has led to the employers and the staffing agencies opting for search marketing methods for increasing the flow of the candidates. Print advertising has taken now a step back because conventional types of advertising do not reach a wide number of people and neither are they cost effective. So, print advertising has taken actually a step back. With majority of companies now opting for options like the pay-per-click advertising, which offers a flexible yet a performance-based payment approach. So, the role of search engines and the role of search marketing methods, the role of pay-per-click advertising has now come into prominence. Let's move on now. Another important aspect of the internet is RSS feeds, which is nothing but really simple syndication. So these are certain feeds which are broadcasted, and this is an effective distribution tool for job listings. A method of serving the employment oriented web content via standard RSS technology. So here the standard really simple syndicate technology is used. Employees, as we have seen, they can use the RSS technology to search for jobs and vacancies. So it's a critically important tool to monitor the feeds from employers and thus send feeds for searching for particular jobs. The benefit being that the same is delivered to your doorstep. So you will receive things through feeds to get better jobs. The next point is that of the job portals. We have discussed in the previous chapter about the job portals, important ones like Naukri, Times Jobs, you've got shine.com, indeed.com, you've got monster.com. So what in today's scenario, even in the Indian scenario, several job portals serve the purpose of uniting the employers and the prospective candidates by bridging the existing gap of reach. In a previous slide, we have seen that certain things like the referral programs or the campus programs or sending out ads in newspapers, in print, they cannot actually bridge the gap, the existing gap. But job portals, things like the job forums, things like the RSS feeds, these are instrumental in bridging the existing gap of reach. With the job portal industry getting huge and crowded, with several of them plunging into the e-market arena, the future business delivery shall focus on quality of the resumes and the employers rather than the quantity of resumes that lie idle and undated. So nowadays there is a transition as well because job portals are getting a stiff competition from the social media sites. They are getting stiff competition from the professional networking sites, which we discussed in the previous slide. So hence the important thing that the job portals need to do is they need to post quality resumes rather than the quantity resumes. These portals shall soon conceptualize a business model of free posting of job listings and charging of they will charge the employers rather than any charging of the employees. Let's move on, let's move ahead to the next slide. Well, the next slide, since we have spoken of the job portals, there is a mention which needs to be made of at least three prominent job portals that exist in the Indian market, which are accessed by Indian recruitment professionals. One of the prominent out of those is Naukri.com. So, we all know what Naukri is as students, as professionals. As employers, we have all at some point used Naukri either to procure a job position or probably post a job listing. So let's look at Naukri, what it is. Naukri.com is an Indian job search engine operating in India. It was founded by Mr. Sanjeev Bikhchandani in March of 1997. It basically publishes a monthly report called Naukri Job Speak, which is important from the recruiter's point of view. The site was established in March of 1997 by Info Edge India Limited. Naukri.com serviced approximately 42,000 corporate customers. An average of about 12,000 resumes were added, while about 72,000 were modified daily in the Naukri database in the fiscal year of 2010 and 2011, a recent occurrence that is. As of March 31st, 2011, Naukri.com had a database of about 25 million registered job seekers and over 80,000 live job listings from corporate customers. Naukri.com has been recognized as the best classified website at the second edition of the India Digital Awards organized by the Internet and Mobile Association of India, which is the IAMAIA. So basically, Naukri.com is one of the major sites having a major chunk or a major proportion in the Indian industry. Let's move on. Let's discuss more about this particular site, which is the Naukri.com. Here, friends, as you can see in this particular slide, we've put in a particular snapshot of the Naukri homepage. As you can see, there are many things which are useful for both the recruiter as well as the recruit aspirant for a job posting or for a job position. As you can see in this particular slide, there are options for login for the recruiters. There is also advertisements from the companies, like on the top right hand corner you've got advertisement from prominent companies like Syncron, HCL, Ericsson. Then you've got several tabs for people who are aspiring to job, join various jobs or for a changeover, like a searching of the jobs. As you can see on the top left hand corner, you've got a posting of resumes, you've got the job the job login, job owner's login. You've got many other features there. You've got searching of all jobs. A good feature here, I have constantly used Naukri to post jobs as well as to search for them. The keywords do help along with the location. It helps you to narrow down the particular jobs. It also tells you, how to become a member of Naukri and certain best places to work with. As you can see at the bottom, there's a list of the top companies. You've also got Naukri Fast Forward, which is a blog which deals with how to write resumes. You've got jobs without a registration. So there are plenty of things you've got. In fact, if you see on top of best places to work with, you've got different types of jobs like a sales or a finance or a public sector, or a job in various cities, like a job in Hyderabad, a job in Pune, jobs in Chennai. So it's become quite simple to find a job through such a portal. Naukri.com, as we've seen, has been the pioneer of the online recruitment solutions in the country, and of course provides recruitment professionals as well as the job aspirants with easy to use, innovative and efficient tools to manage their requirements based on feedback. So friends, this is about Naukri. Now let us move our focus to one of the blogs by Naukri, the prominent one, as you can see in the slide, being the Recruiter Zone. Since our focus in recruitment management in this topic is more about the perspective of the recruitment professional or the recruiter, we are also focusing on this particular value add, which is the blog. Thus, Naukri provides the recruitment professionals with easy to use, innovative and efficient tools to manage their requirements based on feedback. So Naukri provides a blog, as we can see, it's called as Naukri Zone by Naukri.com, which aims at apprising the recruiters with innovations in Naukri's recruitment solutions. There are many tools. Like if you can see, there's how to use Naukri, how to post jobs, how to use the Naukri referral tool, the guide to the new and the planned features. You've got response management and several other things. So a recruiter ideally can use Naukri as an effective tool to create job postings, to refine the job postings, to filter out the resumes posted here, and so on. So this is a tremendous uprising or tremendous value add, a knowledge link to the recruiters, and can basically help them in their endeavors of finding the right candidates for their particular job requirements, or to fill their particular positions. In fact, it is also a forum or a platform where recruiters can talk to people on Naukri and get their positions filled in the best manner. So here Naukri.com also helps with the blog. This is one of the diagrams that we look at how the referral tool works from Naukri. There are three simple steps to recruit. The first step consists of creating a particular job posting. As we've seen, it is more from the context of the recruitment professional rather than a person who's aspiring for a job. So this particular referral solution is a simple yet an easy to use application. You can easily create it, you can easily create job postings. You just need to use your existing job posting on Naukri to create a referral and set rewards of your choice. So basically, you are rewarding people who are actually referring the people for the job posting. You need to share the referral to your employees' contacts and the social network. So here, ideally, what's happening is you are broadening the search by sending it to social networks as well. Naukri as a job portal is interacting with in a live manner with the various social networks or the business networks. And finally, the third and the last process is to track those particular referrals which have been sent by employees or people from the social network. So as referrals and applications flow in, you can track and filter which applies in the response manager. So ideally, it's an amazing tool. It works better than a conventional referral system where you just put a referral either on a dashboard or probably a notice board of your company, or you put it on the company's intranet or the blogs. So here the reach is much wider than those conventional methods. So this is a way in which Naukri actually empowers the recruitment professionals in three simple steps, those being to create a referral, to share the referral, and of course to track the particular referral. So let's move on now. Let's move to the next slide. Here again, there's a diagrammatic representation of the similar things that happen with a job posting referral process. Quickly look at it and then move on. Here, in fact, we've expanded this process from the one which we saw in the previous slide. Here you see the various steps. Step one being the recruiter sends the posted jobs to employees from Naukri. The employees on receiving share it to their networks. As you see on in front of the third step, there are things like Facebook, you've got LinkedIn, you've got Twitter, and the several other social and business media networks. Then the employees' friends apply to job on Naukri, or the employees or friends network. Then apply stored, the application or the resumes are stored with Naukri. They're processed by the Naukri referral systems. The processing can involve various things like the recruitment can safely store and manage the employees' lists and groups. That is through the managing of the contacts. The recruiter can track and search the referral applications or the views through the tracking of the referral module, that is the track referrals, and the recruiter can see the referral applications details in the Naukri response manager through the e-apps, which is provided again by Naukri. So basically what happens here is it's a very efficient process, as you've seen in this and the previous slide. It has a high amount of reach because it's being propagated, it's going viral through the use of various social media sites. Let's move on now to look at some of the features of this particular referral tool. Recruiters can seek referrals from their employees. We've just looked at this in the diagrammatic representation. The referral mailer to employee can be completely customized. So Naukri provides this particular feature as well. And the contact list can be created and safely stored by each sub-user. So some of these things we have actually discussed, we've noticed. Thus, employees can go ahead and share these jobs to their networks. This all we've also discussed. So let's move to the next slide now. Well, this is what we are seeing here is the homepage of Monster India or monster.com, which is also, it's a US recruitment portal, which has now become quite famous in India. We've all seen television advertisements. We've all seen, the internet or the online presence of this particular site. So let's quickly have a brief, discussion on Monster as well. Monster was launched in 1999 and became a part of Monster Worldwide. So Monster India was launched in the year 1999. Currently, Monster is the biggest job search engine in the world. It has a database of over 150 million resumes and over 1 million live jobs at any time. So if you see, a Monster is really huge and it's the topmost job engine, which has a huge presence after Naukri in India. Monster.com is one of the largest employment websites in the world, owned and operated by Monster Worldwide Incorporated. It was created in 1999 by the merger of Monster Board and Online Career Center, which were the two of the first and the most popular career websites on the internet. So Monster is primarily used to help those seeking jobs, those seeking work, to find the job openings. Today Monster is the largest job engine in the world, as we've discussed. In 2008, there were about 63 million job seekers per month, and it has its presence in 36 countries. So quickly look at what features are available. So you've got certain tabs like home, search jobs, submitting of resumes, My Monster, career services, career center. For recruiters, there's got a login. There's been a login there. You've also got the keywords like the Naukri. You've got years of experience, location. There are certain filters which are provided by advanced search feature, which is provided beneath the keywords. You've also got browse jobs by companies, placement consultants. You've got the type of jobs. You've got international kind of jobs or contract jobs. There's an app store for beta access. There's a better be known. There are certain job features also, tools provided. Like Naukri, there are employers of choice which are provided at the bottom. So these are certain kind of things. You've got jobs by the function or the industry or location. So it's quite similar to Naukri.com and provides similar functionalities. So let's move on now. Well, this is a snapshot of the TMS pre-hire offerings provided by Monster. We won't get into a lot of details here, although you can read it from this particular site. But on a broader note, this is an end-to-end solution that saves the recruitment professionals the time before and after the process of hiring. The pre-hire tools which Monster offers will help the recruitment professionals to streamline the recruitment process, from posting jobs and screening candidates to managing offers and providing a smooth onboarding experience welcoming new employees. So major things here is a configurable and customizable career site hosted by Monster, including the Monster Career Hosting. They've got Monster Recruit, which is a fully configurable applicant tracking system that scales from small companies to global enterprises. Also, a Monster Custom Recruit, which is a customizable application tracking system to fit the exact requirements with additional features. So there's a wide plethora of functionalities which are offered as a part of site hosting, as a part of recruitment, and as a part of the customized recruitment practices through the use of an applicant tracking system or an applicant tracking software for better recruitment. Let's move on now to another feature or functionality of Monster. This is an important one. It's an extremely powerful one used by many recruiters around India, around the world. It's called as the Monster Power Resume Search. So the Power Resume Search will help you pinpoint the best qualified candidates in less time. It is fueled by an extremely powerful feature of Monster, the Sixth Sense search technology. A few of the functionalities or details include the recruitment professional proactively search for candidates based on their search criteria, understand the context of the search criteria. It also ranks candidates with best matches on top, so it's a weightage, it's done with priority, there's a certain amount of weightage there, and displays candidate side by side for the quick comparison. So this is about the Monster Power Resume Search. Now let's move on to the next search engine, which is the third in the prominence, which is the Times Jobs. As you are aware, you know, of the Times of India group or the TOI group. This Times Jobs was launched in 2004 and is a part of the Times group and operates mainly in India. It has also a presence in the Middle East. It is one of the pioneering job sites which conducts job fairs time to time in all metros. So you might be aware in Mumbai, in various cities in India, the main major cities, Times Jobs comes with Times fairs, and they have huge hoardings around the cities. They have posts in the newspapers whenever there is a Times job fair conducted. It sponsors the Time Ascent. If you've Times Ascent is a famous job oriented newspaper, a weekly job supplement along with the Times of India, and comes every Wednesday, for which the URL, if you are going to check it online, is www.timesjob.com. In January of 2004, this was launched and has become one of the fastest growing and most innovative Indian recruitment portal. It was basically born with a mission to reach out to all Indians in the country and abroad and provide them with the best career opportunities available. Its focus was to ensure their skills were showcased and matched suitably with HR requirements of employers from diverse industries in a time-saving and a cost-effective manner. This was done in order to offer candidates effective contact points. TimesJobs.com launched Jobs on Mobile, a mobile interface that allows the candidates to search and apply for jobs simply by SMSing jobs to 58888. In addition, Times Jobs has also introduced Job Talk at TimesJobs.com, where the job seekers can add job.talk at yahoo.com to their Yahoo Messenger, or Job Talk at TimesJobs.com to their GTalk and search. View details and apply to jobs directly through their chat window. Times Job pioneered the concept, as we've discussed, of the job fairs in India. Branded as Big Leap, they have branded it as Big Leap. which has become the industry standard for facilitating direct interaction of job seekers and employers. Now, friends, what we see here is a beautiful amalgamation, a beautiful combination of online and physical practices in order to increase the efficiency of jobs, of which definitely Times Jobs has been the pioneer. Well, if we look at this particular site, we have something which is similar to what we have seen as related to the home pages of the Monster as well as the Naukri.com. A list of top employers is seen prominently. You've got featured employers, you've got upcoming events. Like if you notice on the top, on the bottom right hand corner, you've got the job fairs. You've got a walk-in zone with the dates for bank sales jobs in UAE. So as mentioned, for Times Jobs, there are also postings done for UAE. It's also got a standard search based on functional area, based on experience and the location. So all in all, this is also a complete job solution provider in the form of a portal. And interesting thing is it creates physical job fairs for people who have registered with their online site. Well, let us now discuss a tool related to Times Jobs, which is called as the dashboard tool, which provides data in a form of statistical, interventions or statistical dashboards. One shown here is a blown out or a split pie chart, which provides the number of ways or the percentages of the resume viewed. It's a resume search kind of a tool. To offer clients an unmatched recruitment experience, Time Jobs has launched this particular tool of the dashboard. So here you can see the service news, the search performed, and the resume downloaded. So these give you the exact details of the numbers. The all new tool enables the clients to track their Times Jobs account usage on the real time basis, thus helping in quicker recruitment turnaround. So ideally it's for a better recruitment turnaround. Following account usage information is showcased on the dashboard, that is the resume database usage. It also shows the resume views as well as it shows the searches which are performed. So this is one particular tool which the recruiters find extremely useful. It is a commonplace now in many of the recruitment departments in various organizations. Another tool which is provided by Times Jobs is the iSearch 3.0. The sharper and smarter tool which is brought by Times Jobs is the iSearch 3.0, and it is there to hire the best candidates for the organization. Times Jobs actually empowers the recruitment professional by taking resume search with a whole new paradigm ahead. So iSearch ensures more relevance and more convenience powered by enhanced search algorithms. So they have got certain methodologies, they have got certain search algorithms similar to what have been used by search engines in order to create a better recruitment experience for the recruitment people, a smarter one in fact. So this basically enables the recruitment professional to search for the right talent quickly and effortlessly. It provides the most optimal results in a fraction of time taken by other search engines. So here, if you notice, there's a number of candidates found, like 713,784 candidates found for a particular search, out of which there have been different, you can differentiate those as per the experience, as per the education, as you notice below. So actually what it does is it gives results that are a conglomeration or results which are in congruence with the relevance plus freshness plus the institutional boosting. So these are the features of the iSearch 3.0, which is provided by timesjobs.com. Now we shall take a look at the HR challenges in recruitment. There are several challenges that HR professionals face over time, and as a part of recruitment management, we must cite those particular challenges and discuss as many as possible. Well, handling this particular function, people face constantly changing environments. They face many different kind of challenges. One of the biggest challenge for such professionals is to source or recruit the best people or potential candidates for the organization. So as per their knowledge, as per whatever experience they have gathered, they need to source the best candidates, or they need to create a right fit for the organization. Let's move on to see some more of the major challenges. One of the major challenges seen here is the adaptability to globalization. Well, as we all know, globalization has set in now. It's been almost two and a half decades that we are facing this particular phenomenon in India. We've actually adopted to globalization. So adaptability to globalization is important. The HR professionals are expected and required to keep in tune with the changing times. Lack of motivation. Well, recruitment is considered as a thankless kind of a job. It's a continuous job which is more involved with numbers or a quantitative measure. So there is at times a lack of motivation in recruitment. Process analysis is another major challenge. The immediacy and the speed of recruitment process are the main concerns of the HR in the recruitment. So recruitment process is a continuous kind of a process. If you've seen many of the large companies, there is a recruitment happening every single day of week. At times the non-working days, like if it's an IT company, Saturday or Sunday, at times recruiters also have to go on drives to various locations in their own city or different cities in the country. So they are always on the move, they are always interviewing people, and recruitment is always happening. Strategic prioritization is another major challenge. The emerging new systems, now what's happening is there are legacy systems for recruitment, as well as there are new applications which are being developed constantly, catering to the changing needs. So these are both considered as an opportunity as well as a challenge for the HR professionals. So upgrading to a particular system is seen as challenging. A recent example, one of my trainings for a prominent recruitment group, Adecco, previous year, saw them being stressed because of a change in the recruitment software. They were not aware, they were not trained on that software, but were expected to generate the same amount of efficiency, which was seen as a challenge by many of the people working there. Well, a brief background of the emergence of the recruitment consultants. India is famous for having a large number of recruitment consultants. So the Armed Forces was the first known recruitment agency. The Armed Forces employed people. They had their recruitment agency. And then the Industrial Revolution happened. Factories and machines came up. They brought with them a requirement for a huge number of people to run them, operate them, and maintain and manage them. Schools were born to train people in these skills. So basically, if you've noticed, with the advent of industrialization, a huge number of people were required in industries and organizations, and hence the need for a specialized department to recruit such people in organizations. So this is just a brief background. Now when we come to Indian recruitment companies, there's a huge number of them in existence, and ideally they can be divided into five broad types, which are shown here in this particular diagram. They are a recruitment consulting, which is permanent kind of a staffing. There are certain staffing companies, prominent ones like Manpower or Adecco, which usually provide contract laborers or contract employees to other organizations. Then there are executive search firms, which are specialized search firms, which provide executives, those people of the higher caliber or the higher cadres of management, people like the CEOs or the COOs of the companies. Software companies also sending employees on contracts. So there are certain small software companies or mid-sized people who send people on contract offshore or to some other locations, as well as recruitment process outsourcing or RPO companies, which actually outsource certain recruitment functions of theirs. The major players in the industry, to name a few of the top recruitment consultants here, are Mafoy, Randstad. You must have seen all these names featuring in Times Ascent or all the major job portals or in the newspapers. Followed by Mafoy, we have Adecco, PeopleOne India. We've got Kelly Services and we've got Manpower. So these are a few of the important consultancies which exist in India. Many such placement consultancies which we've seen in the previous slide, this particular slide, they also offer online service. Each of these particular staffing companies or these consultancies have their own websites, like those seen of Naukri, Monster or Times Jobs. And a recruiter can advertise about a particular job opening or a job position and in turn tap the right candidates from the resumes already posted on such agency sites. So most of the people, most of the consultants discussed here in this previous slide fall under this particular category. Well, friends, we have now finished with this chapter, that is the emerging trends or looking at recruitment from the Indian perspective. We have looked at many things related to the innovations, related to the evolution that is happening on the Indian landscape vis-a-vis the recruitment industry. We've seen how people are adopting to the changing environment, how social networking is coming to the forefront, how business networking is currently coming to the forefront. The presence of online job portals like Monster, Naukri, as well as Times Jobs is helping the recruitment professionals as well as aspiring candidates. Also, we've seen huge staffing companies like Adecco or Randstad or Kelly Services, which have their own presence online and offline to enhance the recruitment professional as well as the job aspirants' experience. You have got a complete picture now of this particularly important aspect of recruitment, that is knowing and understanding things which are happening in our own country. Thank you.